Two former allies of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie received federal prison terms for their role in the so-called Bridgegate scheme. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. It closes the book on a political scandal more than 3 years in the making. WHYY's Joe Hernandez breaks down what happened today in Newark. Joe, what are the details?
Well, it was former Port Authority Deputy Executive Director Bill Baroni and former Deputy Chief of Staff Bridget Ann Kelly who were the two defendants in this case. Baroni was number two at the Port Authority and the top New Jersey official there. Kelly ran Christie's Intergovernmental Affairs Unit at the Governor's Office. Today, a federal judge sentenced them both to federal prison for their roles in Bridgegate. Baroni got 2 years in prison. Kelly got 18 months. In November, a federal jury found them guilty of helping cause traffic jams in the borough of Fort Lee, which is right outside New York City. They closed lanes at the George Washington Bridge under the guise of a traffic study, but in fact, they were punishing Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich for not endorsing Christie for re-election. Sokolich is a Democrat and Christie is a Republican.
And what of Chris Christie?
Well, it should be noted that Christie was never charged with a crime in this case, and he denies knowing about the traffic jams, let alone ordering them. Christie did loom large over the 7-week trial, but he was never even called as a witness and didn't speak on the stand.
So does this truly close the book, or is anyone else charged?
Well, there was a third defendant, Dave. David Wildstein is his name. Wildstein pleaded guilty earlier on and claimed that he was the mastermind of the lane closures. Wildstein was also a former Port Authority official and political operative, and he testified at trial against Baroni and Kelly. Wildstein hasn't been sentenced yet, but it's expected that he'll get a lighter sentence because he cooperated with prosecutors.
Legally, Governor Christie was unscathed. How about politically?
Well, as you note, politically is a whole different story. Back in 2013, when these traffic jams happened, Christie was sailing toward an easy re-election in New Jersey, which he got. And his star was also rising on the national political stage. But since then, Christie's approval ratings have tanked in New Jersey, and Bridgegate ultimately became a major issue in his failed run for president last year. And many think it hurt his chances for being included in the Trump administration, even though he endorsed Donald Trump and campaigned for him.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY New Jersey correspondent Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.